Welcome to the Swimming Ideas Podcast, the podcast where we talk about swim lessons, swim teams, and aquatic programs. Today's episode is number 31. Does side stroke deserve to go away? My name is Jeff. I'll be your host for today. Let's get started. Today we're talking about side stroke and are we going to keep it in our program or are we going to get rid of it? Now, if you are familiar with the Swimming Ideas world, we talk about swim lessons and swim team and how you can run a swimming program. We've recently released the Swim Instructor Training Workbook, and this workbook goes through the 15 essential swim skills. And if you've looked at the table of contents, there are no mention of side stroke. Now, in my world, in the world in which we teach swim lessons here, side stroke is increasingly getting left on the side of the pool. It's not even making it into most programs anymore. And why is that? Why are we skipping on side stroke and should we just stop referencing and teaching it altogether? That's really what the question is for today. I'd like to hear from you. If you're interested in this topic and you want to voice your opinion, connect with me on Twitter at @swimmingideas using the hashtag #sidestroke. So tweet me at @swimmingideas. Yes, I love sidestroke with a hashtag. Or tweet me at @swimmingideas. No, hashtag sidestroke is the worst. And we don't use it at all anymore in any of our programs. And you don't have to scream and shout, but you can if you want to, because caps on the internet are fun. So do side stroke deserve to go away? My argument here is yes, it should. It's a decent skill to work on, but it has no place in swim lessons or in competitive swimming. Now, the Swimming Ideas podcast is associated with swimming lessons ideas and the workbook that we put out, and it's designed to easily flow from swim, like a beginner not knowing how to go underwater, up through swim team. Our goal with the swimming instruction training workbook is to create swim team swimmers that know how to have a good solid straight body line and know how to do the basics of swimming. Actually, the essential skills in swimming, which go from going underwater, glides, freestyle, backstroke, breaststroke, and butterfly. And then open turns and flip turns. So we are teaching the competitive strokes. We don't have room in the program. Well, I guess we do. But we don't want to make room in the program for side stroke because it's not an essential skill for breaststroke. In fact, it's one of the most common kicks that swimmers do when they're learning breaststroke to compensate for not doing it correctly. So we don't actually want to actively teach side stroke because our swimmers are then going to use it instead of doing breaststroke kick. Now, I can think of an argument here against that. So what I just said is you might want to teach side stroke to someone because then they know what you're talking about when you say side stroke instead of breaststroke. They'll know the difference. I can see that. But as a skill in itself to test and to focus on, I don't think that we should be testing or focusing on competency in breaststroke, just because, or side stroke, I'm sorry, because there's no connection to any other skill. It's a resting stroke, sure, it's useful, it has its place, but there's no competitive basis for it, so we're gonna skip over it because there's no reason to. You can watch somebody do it and do it if you're a competent swimmer, right? So in my opinion, no, I don't think we should continue teaching breaststroke. Why would anybody teach breaststroke? That's really the question. And I have three reasons listed up. Number one, I think because they want to use side stroke in life saving. So in lifeguarding and in rescues, they used to teach inverted side stroke where the top leg goes back and the bottom leg goes forward. And then you would wrap your arm around the guide or the guest in distress or the victim, and you would side stroke, inverted side stroke, back to shore or to safety. So in this instance, I think that yes, you could teach side stroke if you were working exclusively in lifeguarding in that case. But when you look at the new lifeguarding classes, they don't talk about the side stroke anymore. They just say In fact, they don't even do, in large cases, that type of swim. It's just in any fashion that you can swim back using this arm over the tube or arm over the shoulder and chest, or just pull them along using the shoulder strap. So there's no explicit mention of not using a guard tube and doing a side stroke in any of the current active lifeguarding classes. So we don't need to teach it first lifesaving. The second reason that I can think of teaching it is because it is a survival swim. And it uses just a little bit of energy, not a lot, but a little bit of energy to stay above water and to glide. So if you're caught up overboard, like if you're on a boat and you sink and you need to swim to shore and you don't have a life jacket on, which is terrible, you should always have a life jacket if you're in a boat. You should use side stroke, or you can use side stroke, to efficiently swim yourself to shore. It's a little bit easier stroke to do to get to the other side, or to get to the shore, because, or to the side of a pool, because it's very efficient. It's focused on gliding and maximizing each kick to give you a rest, so you're not actively swimming like you would be in front crawl or back crawl. It's more relaxed. And then thirdly, you would use it in life-saving, you would use it in survival swimming, and lastly, you would use it to swim with somebody else. So kind of tied with survival swimming, you can pull someone to shore or to the side of the pool. By using the side stroke, you can have them sit on your back, you can have them in the cradle where your arm is, you can be holding on to them as you swim, holding them up above the water. So it's a little bit easier than doing breaststroke on your back or elementary backstroke, which we also don't teach. Because again, it's breaststroke kick, why do it as a separate skill? It's just breaststroke kick. So we don't do side stroke, even though there are these three reasons why you could. Use in a life-saving class, which most classes don't use anymore. Survival swimming, and to rescue someone without a tube, you can do the side stroke. So those are the three reasons, and I can think of alternatives for each of those that you can do in your program to deviate away from side stroke. Ideally, what I'd like to do is hear from you. Do you do side stroke in your classes, and if so, why? And what's the benefit that you see of it? I think the Red Cross, the American Red Cross, was the only program left that was teaching side stroke, and I think they recently dropped it as well. I'm not entirely certain on that, but that's what I heard in my last conversation with someone who taught Red Cross at the facility. But I would like to know, are you using side stroke in any of your programming? Do you teach it? Do you test it at all in any of your swim lessons? Like I said, we haven't taught side stroke. Even when we did use American Red Cross, we didn't teach side stroke or test it. Do you do that now in your program? We have dropped it in our program for over 10 years here. We skip side stroke and go straight to breaststroke kick. And I think the benefit of doing side stroke in the past was that there was an awareness of using your feet in a certain manner to make yourself go forward. And it helped with the glide of breaststroke. But using the broken down system in the swim instructor training workbook for breaststroke, if you're looking at it, I believe that it would be on, I think it's the same in the edition that's made public here, is on page, well, I don't have the pages on my proof copy, but under breaststroke kick, we're focusing on the pushing with the inside of the foot. And when you're working on breaststroke kick, a lot of times our swimmers will naturally and instinctively do a side stroke kick. And I think that the only use of side stroke right now is to identify what it is and to indicate that that's not breaststroke kick and that you should not be doing a side stroke kick. I think maybe there's a place for having video of side stroke kick and what does it look like. From the side, here's what side stroke kick looks like. You push with the top of one foot and the bottom of the other, and you scissor them together. It's also called scissors kick, but you describe scissor kick to a swimmer or a child, and they're not going to understand what you're talking about. I don't think I quite grasped the concept of the scissor kick until I was in my 20s. And really the idea here is that there's a single hinge, the hips that your feet rest on, and they go forward and back. So they're like your palms. If you hold your palms together like you're praying, and you just rotate along your thumb. So if you press your thumbs together and rotate your hands so they kind of slide back and forth like scissors would, that side stroke kick, and that's where the scissor thing came from, because there's a single hinge, your hips, and then your feet go forward and back based on that in a single motion, versus breaststroke, where they're mirror images of each other, and they do the same thing, but as if a mirror was in between the two. So, and that's why they call it scissor kick. So, I mean, I don't think a young swimmer is going to quite grasp what we mean by scissor kick without a clear, lengthy explanation or a video describing exactly what it is. So the only benefit I see in our program is really, are you doing side stroke kick? And you shouldn't be, because you should be doing breaststroke kick. And here's why, and here's what it is. And we do breaststroke kick because it's versatile, it's strong. And we found that if you can do breaststroke kick, generally you can also do freestyle kick, and that's 3/4 of all the kicks in swimming that we competitively use. The other one being butterfly, which is more of a full body motion versus just a kick, a leg only action. So, does side stroke deserve to go away? What do you think? I want to hear from you. Send me an email, jswim@swimminglessonsideas.com. Let me know your thoughts on side stroke. Is it something that you think is worth teaching in your program, and why? I'd love to hear from you, and we can do a follow-up to this podcast. On a side note, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you find any part of it useful or entertaining, hopefully, leave us a review on iTunes. It's Swimming Ideas Podcast on iTunes. Leave us an honest review, what you like, what you don't like. Any review that you leave up there is going to be beneficial to somebody else. And if you've used any of our products that we have, the Swim Awesome Starter Kit or the Swim Instructor Training Workbook, which is section one at the moment, we're still working on sections two and three. Or our newest addition is the ebook and the actual book, How to Create Fun and Effective Swim Games. You can follow the formula to success on how to create games on the fly or invent new games during your program. That's available on Amazon. I think it's $2.99 on Kindle and $9.99 as a print version. And you can get that book immediately. It's on Amazon. It'll ship it out to you if you have Amazon Prime. It's 2 days free shipping. And it's a great solid manual and formula that you can use as a swim provider or programmer or coach to look at who you had in the pool that day. What skill do you want to accomplish? How are you going to accomplish that skill in a fun way? And we give you the strategies and tools to pick those fun things out. So who are you working with? What do you want to accomplish? How are you going to accomplish that? And then how can you evaluate that game to make a better, more fun one in the future, and then kind of refine your process. And there's a few more steps that go into it. It's a pretty simple system and setup, but it's highly effective, and you can create really fun games really quickly if you just go through the processes outlined in that book. So let me know what you think. If you've downloaded it or purchased that book already, please leave a review. And again, leave a review for us on iTunes if you can. Again, Swimming Ideas Podcast, I'll leave an honest review. Thank you very much for your time. In my opinion, side stroke needs to disappear in all cases, except for those that we use it as a teaching tool to illustrate what not to do when doing breaststroke kick. If you disagree with me, let me know. I'd love to hear from you on Twitter at Swimming Ideas, or send me an email, jswim@swimminglessonsideas.com. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.